This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Oakleaf Medical Network has announced the expansion of their surgical center in Altoona as the region continues to look for short-term relief during the healthcare crisis. Construction on the expansion began earlier this year, and now the facility has two new operating rooms in addition to more storage space and offices. Healthcare organizations across the area have struggled with patient backlog following the closure of the HSHS hospitals, and newly planned hospitals to replace that loss are still a long way from opening their doors to the public. A group of Western Wisconsin residents have signed an online petition opposing a solar energy project in St. Croix County. Xcel Energy is still planning the 5,000-acre solar farm and has yet to submit its application to build it to the Wisconsin Public Services Commission. Residents opposing the project say they're concerned about the project's impact on farming and wildlife. Xcel Energy officials say construction on the solar farm would provide hundreds of jobs and aligns with their goal to provide 85% carbon-free energy by 2030. The National Weather Service says a manufacturing plant in western Wisconsin shares some responsibility for the Thanksgiving snow that coated the area. According to a social media post, the steam from the glass factory in Menominee and normal weather conditions combined perfectly to create snowflakes for a few hours, covering hundreds of miles in some light snow. Law enforcement authorities also say the factory-induced snow caused major traffic problems, forcing them to respond to 16 crashes in the span of about 5 hours. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about Medicare scammers during open enrollment season. The open enrollment period will run until December 7th, and during this time of year, scammers begin to target older residents who may not be as suspicious of the scam. DATCP officials say if you're not sure if a Medicare agent who has contacted you is legitimate, you should hang up and call Medicare yourself. Scams should be reported to the DATCP Consumer Protection Hotline. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether it will review an Eau Claire-based case regarding gender identity in schools. The arguments in the case, Parents Protecting Our Children versus Eau Claire Area School District, are over a school policy that provides resources for students questioning their gender identity. The parent group that brought the case is arguing that the policy encourages their kids to hide important aspects of their health from them. Lower courts dismissed the case because no children of the parent group are actually involved. Law enforcement authorities have announced the arrest of a suspect in connection to an Eau Claire mobile home fire on Tuesday. According to a press release, 51-year-old Patrick Bichelle was arrested in the downtown area shortly after the fire and allegedly confessed that he had started it after being evicted from the mobile park home. Nobody was reported injured in the fire, but the mobile home was destroyed and a neighbor's property was damaged. Bichelle was charged with unsafe burning of buildings and is due to appear in court on Monday. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the last 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as overall aging infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed. The Spooner Police Department has announced the arrest of a suspect in connection with a suspicious vehicle fire last week. According to a press release, law enforcement authorities uncovered footage from the area around the site of last Wednesday's North Front Street fire, identifying Raven Trudell as a suspect. Authorities say Trudell was taken into custody on Tuesday. They have found no connection to other recent suspicious fires being investigated in the region. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office assisted with the investigation. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
Oh, it does a lot. I mean, it's huge. It's a big part of our offense, being able to open things up with the run game. And I mean, we got dudes back there, you know, especially number eight that can make a play at any time. So I mean, it's all 11 when it comes down to running. You know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because Josh is bound to break one at any time. And then obviously that helps us us, you know, in other scenarios where, you know, they think runs come in, they load the box, and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and face the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. You know, we're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood. Keep chopping wood and find a way to win the next game and keep stacking those again.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today, gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the upper teens to low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear, our low between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, upper teens to low 20s. By Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.